So you know how on social media there's this like two sides to it, at least from what I see. There's the picturesque ads or people sharing their lives that seem like picturesque ads. And I actually enjoy those. Like when I see like a smiling baby or somebody doing a really cool like end result and they're sharing it, I like super enjoy and comment because I love that. You know what I mean? I love when somebody's celebrating, which is not a normal response. I know I'm in the minority, you know? Because there's the other token who wants to, I want to see the realness, the gritty, you know what I mean?
Oh,
Like
yeah.
those people. And it's like, no one's on here for that. Just so you know, like we know it exists, but there's the people who don't understand or don't remember that that exists. And so we're going to talk
Yeah.
about the process today.
The process, the realness
The living in the process.
without the filter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about with Instagram. So I figured
Yeah.
that
Oh,
was,
right. The filter.
yeah.
I don't usually use filters. So when people say that, I'm like,
Get
what? We don't need a
with it,
filter.
Sarah.
I know. I'm really an amateur when it comes to this stuff, but of the socials. But I embrace my amateurness because it serves us very well.
I agree.
Yeah. So we are in the second year of our own business. And forgive me, I have severe allergies, so if I sound nasally,
She's wearing a clothespin on her nose,
it's
actually,
just
but no.
I should start singing and I'd be super sexy like Phoebe from Friends. Anyway, today's real estate and club soda is brought to you by LaCroix, who does not sponsor us, but we are not drinking coffee today because we are going to nap afterwards.
But hey, LaCroix, if you're open to sponsoring, there you go.
Anyway, so yeah, I was just reflecting a lot because our pastor today was talking about the process. You know,
Yeah.
like how like in worship we always sing about the breakthrough, but he's like, no one's talking about the process. No one's like throwing up an amen
Yeah,
for being pressed.
we sing about David killing Goliath, but we don't talk about when he was a shepherd and being forgotten by his father and hated by
Yeah,
his brothers. We don't sing about that part.
no, we don't. And that was the process David walked through. And you know, I was sanding the door and the process that got our home to where it is now because it was a really bad flip. Like 20 grand off asking price flip, you know? And so I can't simply just touch up my door when we change the doorknob or paint it a new color. I have to strip it of the horrendous painting job it did,
Yeah.
sand it, fill it, and then I can base and then paint. Which brings me to the point of today. Like, we can't just go over the bad choices we've made. We can't just paint over it and hope that the new layer looks pretty. It's gonna look terrible. You've got to do the work. And the work is always inconvenient, always messy. And that's just, I think, a good metaphor for life, and especially for your own personal life, which leaks into everything else, like running a business.
Right.
It's just interesting because, you know, I don't think life has the parameters we'd like wish it had. You know, the categories or like the sections, like it's not an ice tray where work's in this section, life's in this section, kids are in this section, like it's all encompassing. Whether I guess it's harder for people who don't work for themselves to see that, but like when you run your own business, like that's evident. It's just evident, you know? Because like for us, you're my partner. And so when I need to go do something or you have to go do an inspection, like we have also children.
Yeah,
You know,
no, we
and
do.
so we just have to
Two
get
of them.
really creative. And we don't have family that we can lean on. So we have our friends and sitters, fortunately. So, like, it's just layers of complexity.
Yeah.
But we just need to be intentional because, you know, a lot of the things with our culture that I notice is like people just want to see the easy parts. Like, realtors. I hear all the time they say we're not just key turners, and I'm like what does that even mean? Because I, being in real estate and always appreciating, I know what I don't know, and I know I don't know a lot about big decisions like buying a house, huge investment. I'm not going to handle that. It never really would even occur to me to try to do it on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, it's arrogance and ignorance to think that if you have no experience.
Yeah. How simple do you think it is? You know, to be able to do that on your own.
It's arrogance. And not that the person is arrogant. It's an arrogant decision. Mm-hmm. Based in ignorance, which is not a great path to start. So it just never even occurred to me, why would I oversimplify somebody's path, like their career? Mm-hmm. This is what they do. And if it's a career, it's because it's complex. But I see that and I hear that a lot from them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's true. Like, people really do think owning a business is easy. Living a life, like, it's, life's not easy. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something that I've learned, because I was one of those, you know, thinking about being a business owner and owning my own business and what that meant, because in my previous career, for the most part, I was a freelancer. Yeah. And so
you owned your job.
Yeah, I owned my job. I thought of that as owning a business or being not really a business. Being an entrepreneur. I had confused being a freelancer with being an entrepreneur.
Totally different.
And it is different. And just because you work for yourself doesn't mean you own your own business, and it doesn't mean that you're an entrepreneur. And so I've learned that. It's like, wow, I never was an entrepreneur.
No.
Except that one time that I had a lawn mowing business when I was like, 12 years old. So I was pretty good at that.
You had a good mindset. You had a good start.
Yeah, I did have a good start. And but being a musician was different. There is entrepreneurship in that, but not totally. Not in what I did.
No, not how you approached it. It could have been.
Yeah.
But it was your approach. Like, I think, like, my mindset is very entrepreneurial. I just was created that way. And I've worked at it, you know?
Yeah. And my mindset was less entrepreneurial and more rebellious. It's like, I'm not working for no man.
To say Andrew wasn't a thorn in my side. I love you, but it's so true. Like, Andrew had the, I'm going to own my job. And I think, like you said, that you thought that was owning a business, mm-hmm. where it's like, honestly, and I hope people who are listening to this, if like this is you, please don't feel bad. Please feel inspired. And I'm literally pulling examples from things I've seen in life, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, we did entree leadership for a while, and like separating your hobby, mm-hmm. Taking your hobby and developing it into a job. Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to be an amateur, or are you going to go to the pros now? Mm-hmm. And like, seeing all of that. And honestly, like, you can own a really expensive hobby and you can think this is your business. Mm-hmm. And it's because you're just on this endless treadmill, but you're not really trying. You're like doing a stride. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's like, we're still in the treadmill phase, where it's like, if we're not actively pursuing and meeting, mm-hmm. and like, sorry, I'm tapping, but if we're not actively, mm-hmm. out there and networking and like following up, all that, same thing, it's like a pattern, like, it's just, it's going to stop. We haven't reached the, I don't remember what they call the next step, but we're in treadmill, mm-hmm. and it's supporting our family, and we don't have to borrow money for it to continue. It's self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. That's a business. Yeah. We own a business, and we're trying to turn it up to where we can have other home inspector, some staff, mm-hmm. so we don't have to be on the treadmill, so we can step back and watch it operate. So yeah, just, it's going to take a long journey to get there, but the process, the doing it every day, the grind, mm-hmm. is where all the moments people celebrate come from.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes,
there's a lot that you behind, don't see.
Yeah. Behind that perfect photograph. There's a lot that went in behind that.
Yeah. Like, you didn't just get the inspection. Somebody didn't just call you and say, hey. I mean, a lot of, honestly, that does happen now, which is great.
Hey, found you on the internet.
But that didn't happen when we first opened.
But we didn't get on the internet and get on Google,
It didn't just happen there. All of a sudden, Google was like, oh, wait, you know, because they follow everything. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Andrew's a home inspector now. Let's blow it up for him. They don't do that.
No, they don't do that.
Yeah, when you know those things that you like, I thought about getting a rower, and then all of a sudden it's all over my ads. Mm-hmm. Those ads were paid for by the rower company. Google's not just doing a sweet deal for them.
Yeah,
like people are behind that working. It's not like
yeah,
you have to put in the time.
Yeah, it's not just time. You know, you don't just exist for a certain amount of time, and
everything else around you gets done.
Yeah, it's time, and then the consistency of the efforts that are put in. And people who know SEO and website, all that, all the website stuff know that, that you don't just have a website put up and it's there for, oh, well, you've only been there for a month. If you're there for 2 years, then Google will see you eventually, and it doesn't work that way. So
I don't know anything you just said. I have honestly no idea.
Okay.
Which is why we hired Spectora to build our website. I'm like, they know what this is. Just do it.
Yeah. And they made it SEO friendly and easy to read. Readability. I didn't know that was a thing. So anyway, all that to say, all the calls that come in just from somebody finding us, those still are not inspections or jobs that fall into our laps.
I am so thankful and have become spoiled by the realtors we work with, because you attract what you put out, and we have some loyal, hardworking, servant-hearted realtors we work with, like partner with, like we're their realtor, mm-hmm. we're their agent.
Inspector.
They're our realtor. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we just defer to each other and partner up that way. Without giving too much detail, it is quite alarming when we come across an agent who hasn't done the bare minimum for their client.
Oh, it's so much more amplified.
And apparently it's normal. Like, this is normal in commercial real estate.
Oh, man.
I was so exhausted this week by the lack of effort put up by this agent, not the agent that we partner with. He was amazing. He actually felt bad. He didn't have the info. Like, he called us to see if we needed stuff. And I was like, yeah, we actually do.
Yeah.
And he couldn't answer it because the seller's agent didn't have it listed. And he felt terrible.
Yeah.
Because he would never.
Yeah.
He would never.
He came out on site.
We would never. Which is why I say this all the time. It's so great working in such a saturated market. When people were typically like, find it intimidating, like, how are you going to stand out? I don't care about standing out. And I remember a realtor who I adore said, I love how you guys separate yourselves from other home inspectors. And I'm like, I didn't know we were doing that. I am not looking at what other home inspectors are doing. I talk to other home inspectors. Mm-hmm. I want to get to know the local home inspectors, but not because I care about what they're doing so I can compete with them, because mm-hmm. I'm not trying to compete with them. I want to work with the agents I work with, and I want them to work with the agents they work with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we want to work with people that share the same vision.
Exactly. And the work ethic and the values.
Yeah, that's what we're paying attention to.
That's what we're paying attention to. And I'm paying attention to the other home inspector. In case of the event you're booked out, I can refer somebody. Yeah. That's quality. Mm-hmm. And make sure, hey, don't call this person. Like, that's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at, like, how I can one-up them. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. How we get along with the person in the transaction is what matters.
Yeah.
Because the realtor relationship is not transactional. With the client, it's not transactional to us. Like, we're staying in connection with them. Mm-hmm. That's our whole thing. So, like, I thought it was a very sweet compliment, but also, like, yeah, that's not even my radar. Thank you. I'm glad we're standing out, but cool. But I really honestly thought this was a commonplace thing, you know, like, just seemed obvious.
One of the home inspectors that I look up to, Ben Gromyko.
Oh, he's cool.
One of the things that he said when he was talking about his early days in his business and how much he was charging for an inspection, and it was like astronomical, but he had no idea, because he'd never looked at what other home inspectors were charging. He was looking at his services and his value and saying, this is this is what I'm providing and this is what I'm going to charge for it. And I'm going to provide value, and that's what I'm going to be focusing on, not focusing on how I need to compete in price.
Yeah. And he's an international inspector. He did an inspection in Greece.
Yeah.
It was so cool. Like, there's a video on YouTube about it.
So something else that I've learned about you getting involved in the scheduling and all that stuff is, you know, we want you to be doing that with commercial, but you know, we're pretty new to the commercial area in terms of the
how to go about it.
Yeah, like the process part of it.
Right.
Not, there's not so much the technical side of it, but you know, the back room stuff.
Yeah, will sit in front of a computer and get overwhelmed about it, and then not say anything.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, and you're wanting to be the one who takes care of this. I'm like, well, I haven't figured it out yet. And I was like, oh, hang on, I heard that.
Yeah.
That we need to figure it out together.
Yeah.
Like, I keep thinking that I have to have it all figured out
before he shows it to me.
Yeah.
For me to rework anyway. It's like, what are you doing?
Let me figure it all out first so that I know what's going on. I'm a five.
He's a five on Enneagram. And full disclaimer, we were recording and it stopped recording. It just stopped 17 minutes in, and we were talking for like an hour. So here we are. Hopefully it's a better version of them we had, because it was really great, but whatever.
LaCroix will make it better.
We were talking about the Enneagram because he's a five. And so we're going to just take a tangent there for a minute. I'm an eight, so let that play, you know? And so I'm like 6 years in the Enneagram, like, and I've done a lot. Aside from that, it's just a tool to get to know yourself and others. But like for me, like before the Enneagram, I had done like years of counseling and like relearning and unlearning things. And, you know, because none of our parents have done a stellar job raising us and giving us all the tools we need. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't name a person. But so, yeah, I had to like, hey, I had to step out and like assess things. And who am I going to be as an adult? Like, am I going to carry these things, or am I going to learn new things, or do both? And so I spent a lot of time getting to know me. I'm 36. So I am Sarah.
You learned that?
I have a wing nine and a wing seven. Don't tell me I don't, because I know who I am. Please spare me the whole, you only have one ring. Okay, 25. Thanks. I thought I knew everything too at that age. You know what I mean?
It's, you don't, like, say that to an eight anyway.
I don't say that to an eight anyway. You don't say that to an eight. But no, I definitely have a strong wing nine. And I've been developing several years now with seven. Really think parenthood brought my seven like into like, and also living with the seven before I got married. She was fun. She still is fun, but
well, and I don't know as much of the Enneagram as you do. I just know it on a surface level, but you think I'm a wing four.
Yeah, because you're emo and you're a guitar player and you are creative, very creative. Annoyingly though, I think you're
play my guitar.
I think like, I love fours. Andrew's like the annoying parts of four, like, will come out. It's like we all have annoying parts, like it get a little too intense, you know. I would say in a very gracious way. We get really intense, like really intense. It's very important to us, you know, like these things. And so, oh, this is totally going to lead into what we were talking about. It'll arch back. Don't worry. And so I think Andrew is a five, wing four. You know, you're a five, but I think he's a wing four and he has wing six, and the wing six has really come out since we've started Wilson and Sons.
I have to lead up on this.
Six is a worst case scenario, the loyalist. Like, okay. You're very loyal, sometimes to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, which leads into actually a segue into what had me step into the residential side.
See, what had happened was.
So, what had happened was there was a vendor that we used that was very disrespectful to one of our realtors that we adore. And if we had no values or principles, it would have been fine, because this mix up happened a couple of times to the same agent. And if we didn't care and we're flipping about it, no big deal. Just the one agent, thank God. But because it's me and Andrew, and he didn't handle it so well because of his, like, you know.
Oh, my head exploded.
He was way in over his head and he didn't bring it to my attention. Like, I overheard what was happening. So I was like, just give them a refund and we'll take care of it and we'll find out what happened on this end. And so that's the point where I kind of like disappeared. He just kept me in the dark about that, which you know better now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But it was awful because, like, all of my friends who know me are all about to like nod in agreement. I am a very protective person, like total mama bear. If I Like, if you're in, if we work together for work, like, if you're one of our partners and if you're one of our friends, if you're my kids, like, if you're in our circle, I am going to defend you till the bitter end. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even, I will fight for you in your
She's
name.
She's a lioness.
I get in a weird, crazy level.
You almost cursed.
I did? No, I wasn't. Sure. No, I wasn't going to say.
Okay.
So I get crazy. Like, I'll just say it. I get super intense, mega eight, right? Like, pumping my chest, like, gonna, like, defend the person.
She literally pumps her chest.
Yeah. And so, so when I found out that when Andrew talked to our vendor, who was very unapologetic about it and kind of, like, not even kind of, but flat out, like, disrespectful to Andrew, the right way to handle that in business is, I am so glad you're doing well. I'm just so happy for you. And so I know and I'm confident you're not going to miss this partnership. I cannot partner with you on principle. God bless. No hard feelings, but I'm going to look elsewhere. That didn't happen. And so it was, unfortunately, it was a mess. But since then, we've not worked with them. And I found through a referral from a realtor we adore, and they checked out because, yeah, you know what? The last person checked out on a referral too. But this time I'm going to check because, like, it's not just – like, for us, it's not just Andrew you're hiring. You're hiring me too. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to have to make sure – you're like, make sure I'm going to take care of you. So if we're hiring a partnership, like, if we're going to have a partnership rather, we're going to have to make sure everybody on their team's legit.
Right.
Which we didn't do the first time around because this was an office person. All the technicians were legit, amazing, great. They made a mistake. That's forgivable. Mm-hmm. Had this person in the office not held her tongue, we would still be working with them. But because they weren't overly – I think I went a little too far. I went above and beyond trying to make it right with our agent because, like – give him a refund. Like, I sent her flowers. I was, like, freaking out because I hate that she was spoken to that way. You know what I mean? She doesn't deserve that.
No.
And of all the agents, not for nothing, I, like, adore her. Like, she's a hard – like, you want to talk a rocky overcomer story. Like, she came here knowing no one and built, like, a very successful real estate thing for herself. Like, it's a business. It's not just a hobby for her. And she busts it. And so for anybody who have, like, disrespected her, I was so pissed. But because this person didn't mind their tongue and had an attitude, we can't work with them. It's as simple as that, just on principle alone. And so because they don't care that all they care about is the money is what I heard.
Yeah.
And they didn't care that it made you look bad. They didn't care that it made her look bad. They just cared that they got paid. Then that's what she said. Like, well, she's not the one who pays us. Oh, okay. You know, so it's just like – and that's not what business is about. I know that's what they teach in school. That's about the end of the day, you know, financials. Like, it's about the money. It's about you serve this and that's it. No, it's about the partnership. Are you taking care of the clients that you have? Are you taking care of the people that you partner with? Are you taking care of the people that you're serving? That's what business is about.
Yeah, and taking care of them isn't just based on talent and technical abilities.
Right.
It's also
and the character. Money's gonna come, but it's more than just a transaction. The transaction is at the end of the day part of it, but that's not nearly what we're doing. Yeah, we're providing a service and we're gonna take care of everybody along the way. And we're gonna follow up with the people that we'd served a home inspection for, see if they need anything, you know, any recommendations, anything, like call us for anything. Literally call us for anything regarding your home. If you want to hang out, that's fine too. But but like seriously, like I just don't understand. I don't want to work with people that have the mentality. And here's the wonderful thing. I don't have to. We're in such a saturated market. Any markets that if you – I know people are like think it's like super competitive out there. And if you have that mindset, then it is. But open your business and find what you stand for, whatever it is. And if you're like, oh, but it's easy if you – no, literally, you can have a crocheting business, dude. But if you have the values, like your business has to have What do you stand for? And then build it up around that. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter because you're providing more than just that service. You're providing an experience for somebody. Like, I don't understand why people don't understand that. But the cool thing is I don't have to know because I don't work with those people. Like, I have been so spoiled by the agents that we work with because they seriously go above and beyond. Like, I'm so now used to the – and I was attracted to, which is why, like, I think this is who we work with because, like, you get what you attract. You know what I mean? Like, I am this, and so I'm going to attract the same thing to me.
Right.
You know, like a magnet because – here's what I stand for. Here's what I see. Oh, I'm attracted to this page because that's what I see as well. Like, this is where Instagram was really helpful because I see all of these people doing the same thing, but in a different field. Like, I see a bunch of realtors with the same passion for teaching and serving people. I see a bunch of, like, an electrician over here, a plumber over here. And it's like, okay. And so I'm going to reach out to them. And it's just cool to see that's become a very normal thing for Wilson and Sons. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
And it's incredibly exhausting when we come across someone.
Yeah.
We had this past week, and I'm just even so tired thinking about it. And I love the commercial agent that we have because he was just like calling us to see what we needed, and he's representing the buyer.
He showed up to say hey.
He showed up to say hey with his client for, you know, like he was just, they were great. And he was so apologetic that he didn't have the info we needed, but I was like, it's actually the seller's job to get this info.
He was apologetic. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm not much used to you. I'm like, no, dude.
Basic info. And, you know, honestly, it's realtors like these where why people use no one and just sell on their own or buy on their own. Because people like this are out there. And apparently it's normal because I was so strung out from this guy. Like, I was like, do you have this info?
What, like 2 minutes?
2 minutes. He gave me absolutely nothing and said, how am I supposed to know that? And I'm like, well, it's the basics of your job.
Because you're selling the building.
I that's not exactly what he said. And that's not exactly what I said. I actually made it sound really sweet. I was like, oh, you know, it's just the service you provide, I think is what I said. You know what I mean? Like, this is just the basics of the service you provide. It's fine. You know, it's like one of those, well, have a great day, you know, like, oh my God. And so after a while we have one of these agents that we partner with. We don't partner with her in particular, but for the residential side, the other two, and she's doing commercial. I'm like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. How do you, like, I have a whole new level of respect if this is what you have to deal with. She goes, that's actually quite normal. Oh, oh my God. I was like, no. She's like, yeah, they're good old boys. Mm-hmm. Oh no. And you know what? More props to her made me appreciate her all the more because she busts it. Mm-hmm. And she's extremely successful. There is no competition out there, folks. Serve people well, have a fire for what you do, and the pay will come. But if all you're worried about is the pay, you don't have to worry about that. Care for people. Take care of people. Take care of the people you are representing.
And if you don't want to do that, you're in the wrong line of work.
You're in the wrong line of work, and you are the headache that man caused me. Oh my word, I was so tired from that 2 minute conversation. I was like, what? I can't even understand that.
Yeah.
Like, that just blows my mind and gets me so upset. It's just not just, there's no justice there. That's just, I hate that for their client. Mm-hmm. Very basic questions for a home inspector. These should have been on the listing info.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Anyway, sorry, that's just me griping about that. I'm very thankful because this would never happen with any of the – it has never happened and will never happen with the people we work with. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. It's just not a problem. The farthest I've gone is at a crawl space. Oh, I see it. Never mind. Sorry. That's as far as it's gone for me because they've got it all down.
Yeah.
And we work with new agents too. Mm-hmm. But they know.
Yeah.
They know. Man, sorry, dude. Just don't do minimum for your people, please.
Oh,
no one listening to this would. That's why I'm just very thankful.
Is there roof access? I don't know. I think there's some in the back. What?
What do you spare them the gory details? What? This is horrific. Oh, okay. It was painful. Anyway. So yeah. part of the process is the pressing, and that's where rocks become diamonds, right? The pressing hurts. Yeah. But it's okay. You learn tools. Processes change, principles don't. Right?
True that.
You know, another thing I hear often too, it's just I don't know what mindset to call it. And again, I don't mean to sound insulting, and I hope I don't sound insulting, but it's just like one of those things where it's like I hear this all the time, and it just says more about the person saying it than it does the profession. Treat small business owners with respect. It may look easy to serve a cappuccino, but that person's dealing with a million other things in the background. Mm-hmm. They're just not serving up a cup of coffee. They're not just, you know, welding something. You know, they're not just building something or providing a service. There's a bunch of stuff that goes in the background. Mm-hmm. So to give like a condescending, but what do you do all day? You are not an entrepreneur, and I'm not going to take the time to explain the very basics to you, because with the sound of that, it doesn't even sound like you're curious. It sounds like you're just being condescending. Mm-hmm. And that's something I hear like quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially towards realtors or like tradesmen. It's like, look, when you ask a question that way, you're not sincerely wondering, nor do you have the time to even take it all in. Or the capacity, because it's just a lot. So just do it on your own. Good luck. Or just trust them in the process, because they have the process down, mm-hmm. you know? And if they're of integrity, they're ever changing, because of course it's ever changing. You have to, you know, your values and principles don't change. Processes change, mm-hmm. because circumstances change. And you right. have to be flexible in any line of work, especially real estate. Mm-hmm. But truly in any business. So you can't be rigid minded, and you can't like want to work with somebody who's going to patronize you.
Yeah.
But love you enough and love the process, like the job enough mm-hmm. to tell you the truth in a very gentle way.
Yeah.
So always please work with a professional, because if you think it's going to be easy, oh God, let me just spare you so much time, money, and like tears. Unnecessarily hire someone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get the right counsel.
And I think the flexibility you mentioned is very important, yeah. because your core doesn't have to change, and it shouldn't, but the way you do things is going to have to change.
Yeah. And I think we're just spoiled, because we do work with so many fantastic people, like our clients even. Like, I'm just really thankful, because mm-hmm. man, like I say this, but it's really the minority. And I think realtors really get the butt end of it. And I just get very protective, like about, you know, people kind of just belittling their job.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating to me. Like inspectors do it.
Yeah.
That's why we left those chat rooms. But it's like, I don't think you understand the value. But I'm just thankful that the clientele that we have, they do understand that. They understand mm-hmm. the value of having a realtor and all of the contractors and the investment of their home. Like, it's yeah. cool to see the people that we've, you know, had served a home inspection for and kept in touch with them. Like, they're investing in their home really well.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to turn a profit really nice.
Yeah. And they trusted the process.
They trusted the process.
And we have worked with many people who have not trusted the process.
I would say they're in the very vast minority.
I can on one hand.
Yes.
So yeah. Trust the process.
Please trust the process. You want to know what Andrew Wing's for? Because he likes chicken foot, but he especially, this seals it for me, he likes Steve Vai.
Hey, don't judge me. Listen.
I'm not judging
chicken
you.
Foot or anybody else.
Sammy Hagar, come on.
I like chicken foot despite Sammy Hagar. I think Sammy Hagar is a total tool.
I'm totally throwing Andrew shade right now, for the record. If you feel it, it's because it's true.
I like Chickenfoot because it's Joe Satriani's band.
I love Joe Satriani. He's the man. He's from Long Island.
Chad Smith.
He's my home guy.
Yeah.
Steve Vai is his student, right? Steve Vai is extremely talented. He's a student of Joe Satriani. This is why. This is we're dating, right? So, of course, I know all of this. I was like intensive on all of what Andrew likes, right? And he's a musician, so I'm going to totally study who he likes. And I learned I like Marco Menemen and drummer. And my favorite drummer is Carter Beauford from Dave Matthews Band. Uh-huh. Andrew and I actually fell in love over Dave Matthews. This is one we knew. No, we fell in love over Matthew Mayfield, and this totally digressed. Sorry, I'll bring it back. Steve Vai is weird.
Well, I invited you to a Dave Matthews concert when we first met.
We hadn't first met. It was like we were first hanging out. Semantics. Go ahead. Okay.
I had mentioned it to you, and then I invited you later.
Steve Vai is weird. Very talented.
He hung out with Frank Zappa for a little too long.
Oh, he's weird. And that's why you have a four wing. Because you get down with that, buddy. You're four.
Yeah.
It's just too weird.
Yeah, I like me some Frank Zappa. I don't know why. I don't want to.
Yeah, right.
It's a sickness. But I love The Black Page. It's a great, great song.
And I'm probably I don't know if this is a true statement, but I feel like I'm the least aggressive eight anybody will ever meet, unless you mess with somebody in my tribe. Then all bets are off. I will behead you. In the nicest way.
Yeah, with all due respect.
With all due respect.
So New York. It's like, hey, this guy's a jerk. Can't stand him. I hit him. Hey, with all due respect.
Did I even say that?
That's something you would say, I think.
Oh, okay.
Which down here, you know, it's bless your heart.
Dito. That's even further south. Bendito. Yeah. Bless it. Go ahead.